The Spirit and truth. You can't handle the truth. These words echoed through the courtroom in a very powerful scene from the movie A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. The prosecutor had just demanded the truth from a hostile witness who gives him that reply. Now, while the scene today from our scripture passage is a little different, it's not quite that volatile, but Jesus is telling his disciples the very same thing. Jesus is speaking with his disciples just before he goes to the garden where he is to be arrested. He has shared much with them that they are unable to understand, and he senses their confusion. And in chapter 16, verse 12, we hear these words. He said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." In other words, it's just too much for you right now, but you'll understand it by and by. How many of you ever heard, "You'll understand it by and by"? Yeah. We don't like to hear that because we want to know it now. The disciples simply could not handle the truth. They had not yet seen Jesus' own predictions of his own death and resurrection take place. They had not come to pass yet. All the things of which Jesus had been speaking of seemed so impossible to them. How could they understand his words about an advocate when they could not grasp that he would soon be leaving them? So Jesus decided to stop giving them information that they could not process that day. He just said, I'm just going to stop. Instead, he said to them in verse 13a of chapter 16, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." When the Spirit of truth comes into the world, he's just going to guide you into all that truth. Even though Jesus was speaking to his disciples about the days immediately following his death, the promise of an advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, is for the disciples of all times, you and me alike, all of us. You and I are his disciples. The Spirit whose coming we celebrate brought truth not only to the 12, but also to each and every one of us. The truth comes to us each day in very many ways. The most important truth is the Spirit. The most important truth that the Spirit brings to you and I is the witness of Christ Jesus. Jesus told his disciples that the advocate who would come from God would testify on Jesus' behalf. The Spirit does this in its own time as well. Many missionaries and many pastors and many folks will tell you in ministry that the Spirit is at work long before they arrive at the place of service that God has put them at. Those with whom they share the gospel have some sense of Christ's love and the long before they've ever heard the words of the Scripture. The Spirit begins to work, begins to guide all people into the truth, glorifying Christ by declaring Him to everyone. The Spirit also shows us the truth of the state of our own souls. It tells us about ourselves, our very beings. How is it with your soul today? Jesus told His disciples that when the Advocate comes, He will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. One of the jobs of the Spirit is to convict us of the untruths that are in our lives. Many of us live with untruths in our lives. The false ideas that we hold in our lives. The sins that we ignore. The Holy Spirit is going to convict us. The Spirit acts in the sense as a prosecutor rather than a witness, pointing out the areas where we have failed. The courtroom imagery of A Few Good Men does not take us far enough. However, because this prosecutor is not concerned with our punishment, but is more concerned with our repentance and healing. The Lord wants us to repent of all that is about us and to begin to heal our hearts and our beings. Jesus also promised that the Spirit will share with us the truth concerning our future. Verse 13 says, "He will declare to you the things that are to come." He's going to tell you the things that are coming. This does not mean that we can, with the help of the Holy Spirit, foresee every turn of the path before us. No, we can't see into the future. But if that were true, we would be more like the first disciples, unable to comprehend what we are being shown. So he reveals it to us a little at a time along the way, so we'll be able to handle it. We can't handle the truth, at least not in such a large dose. At times, God helps us to take in a much larger picture, a view of our future sometimes. Other times, we can only handle seeing things one step at a time, just a little bit. The Spirit reveals to us only what we are able to take, what we're able to understand. The coming of the Spirit marked a new stage in the journey of the disciples. They were given insight which emphasized the truth of all that they had experienced when Jesus was with them. They begin to see it revealed. After his death and resurrection, they begin to see things come into pass, and they begin to look back, and everything begin to work. May you and I today, may we too, receive new wisdom and comfort from the same Spirit who is still with us. You see, the Spirit and truth is in us all. It's in the world we live in. It's in the way we live our lives. It's in God's Word. And He brings it fresh and new to us each and every day. So may we have that Spirit that still dwells within us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for the gifts of life. We thank You, Lord, for the Spirit that came into the world, as we read in Acts, where it says that it came into the upper room and it baptized all of them. It came in like fire. It came in wildly. It came in terrifying. It came allowing people to understand and speak in different tongues. It came in to the world. Lord, we know this day that You continue to reveal Yourself to us little by little, to let us experience that goodness that comes by knowing You. We know that You are in the form of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. As You come to us, three in one, we ask, Lord, this day that You continue to hold us close, that You continue to remind us of all that You have, all that You are, and all that You are going to be within our lives. Continue to bless us this day. Go with us this week as we prepare to share You with the world. For it is in Your Son's name I do pray. Amen.